Hello, this is Pete Rizzo from Checkbook IRA. And today we have Maximilian Pace with us, who's the CEO and founder of Animas Technologies. Some of you have heard Max talk before, and we want to kind of rekindle a little bit of the what we talked about the last time and some new developments that they have. Max has an extensive background in the world of private funds and investments. That's over 7 years' experience in cryptocurrency investing. Max graduated from USC, having studied finance and data analytics, and has been researching the cryptocurrency market since. Now, afternoon, Max, how are you doing today?
Good, Peter. Great to be back on.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, do you want to describe Animas Technologies for people that don't know, what you guys do, what the whole process is?
Yeah, for sure. So, for those of you that don't know, Technologies is an AI platform designed for developing data-driven trading strategies for crypto. So, over the past 6 years, our team has created a set of tools for researching and deploying fully autonomous investment strategies in the space. We currently offer our technology through a collection of these AI-powered trading strategies that provide differentiated managed exposure to assets and themes in the crypto ecosystem.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a. I mean, AI. That's the big thing, though. I mean, everybody's talking about it, and yours is driven strictly by analytics, correct?
That's right. It's entirely data driven.
Okay, so it's entirely data driven. So there's no emotion that goes into it, or is AI developing its own emotion
So not on the human side, right? Like we don't
now?
have any ability to make decisions inherently, right? Like I can't affect our trading system if I have an opinion on which way the market's going. But with that being said, emotion is a massive piece of what we're evaluating and monitoring. So we have three main verticals of information that we're looking at in real time. The first is what we call fundamental data, and that comprises of your basic blockchain ecosystemic metrics. And what I mean by that is things that can, make up the blockchain ecosystem, things like the amount of active wallets, the difficulty of the mining, the hash rates, right? So looking at more fundamental based metrics. The second is technical data. So this is more of your traditional technical analysis, exchange inflows, outflows, RSIs, some of your more traditional lagging momentum-based indicators. And the third is alternative data. And this is really where the emotion comes into play. Alternative data for us is really sentiment analysis. It's market psychology and feelings around these assets. So we're actually constantly looking at news and media and social media in tons of different languages in real time to determine how are these assets being mentioned today. Right. And as we both know, crypto is a predominantly speculative asset. So the way that
Correct.
people are feeling about the asset is often governing the price action, especially in the short term. Right. So that's really our bread and butter is actually digesting emotion, quantifying it, and then saying, okay, how is that going to subsequently affect the price over the next 24 hours?
Okay, and that's it. That's interesting because the emotional part into it, and I had, I'm a, and maybe they're doing with stock trading AI right now, but always seem to be just very systematic. Driven by, different price points and data points, where this is throwing more into it. And I would imagine, and again, you're right. I mean, it seems like right now the world's economies and the world's sentiments change by the minute. And it's very, it becomes very difficult for somebody like myself, to take all that information, take it in, and make a logical decision. It's more about reading an article and somebody says, "Oh, you better get into doggy coins." So everybody jumped into doggy coins, that sort of thing. Now, you started off
Right.
only trading Bitcoin. Is that still the case?
So we started Animas trading predominantly Bitcoin, but our platform is actually data agnostic. What I mean by that is it's purely dependent on the data you're feeding it, right? So we
Okay.
actually trade pretty much any cryptocurrency with an adequate amount of data available. So I
Okay.
have strategies around Bitcoin, I've got strategies around ETH, we've got Solana strategies, and tons of different coins down the market cap. But what is important is that it is, you know, especially with an AI model, you're only as good as the amount of data you have, meaning how much you can learn from your sample set, right? So for us, we try to stick to things like Bitcoin and Ethereum because they've been around the longest, which inherently gives us the most information to train our models on. No, the answer is not, we don't just currently trade Bitcoin, but we tend to stick to Bitcoin and Ethereum predominantly.
Okay, super. Super. Now, you've had some really big news since the last time that we've talked, correct? We did a little bit of an article about it. You want to talk about the award that you just won?
Yeah, I would love to. So, you know, this October, we actually just won a global competition for emerging fund managers. And the competition was co-sponsored by Bitcoin Magazine and Samara Alpha Management. Samara is a global fund of funds, and they were basically in search of, you know, an emerging quantitative Bitcoin manager in the space. And Samara is a seeding platform for funds, and they're ultimately looking to increase their crypto exposure. So they did it via this competition, which I thought was pretty cool. And, you know, long story short, over the next 6 months, you know, going through extensive diligence, we actually were able to beat out over 150 companies from around the world. And we received $1 million in seed capital for our next fund vehicle, which is going to be launching in January of 2024. The cash is excellent one. But I think the biggest thing that this has done for us is bring us credibility. You know, it's really difficult, Peter, for someone to investigate all the work we've done, right? It's thousands of lines of code and millions of lines of trades. And oftentimes, you know, when I talk to people about, you know, getting in, they have some trouble and difficulty around doing the diligence just because it's inherently difficult, right? So having an expert in the field basically give us their stamp of approval, not only that, but, you know, an exceptional stamp, has really been massive in helping people get comfort around just our credibility and ultimately what our product looks like.
I thought that was huge because you're right. It's hard for somebody to wrap their head around what you're doing. You know, there's, you know, you just go on the internet and there you type in cryptocurrency and it just explodes off the page at you from all the stuff, and you don't know whether it's an advertisement or real data. But to have, you know, probably this, you know, very, very, we should say, top organization saying, okay, you guys are the winner. Now, when you won that, was it based on how much you increased the value or the whole total system, or how do they judge who the winner was?
Yeah, so it's a great question. They looked at historical track record. So they looked at, you know, our 6 years of operating history and said, okay, you know, one, are the results what you say you've been doing, right? But they looked at specific metrics like Sharpe ratios, returns, right? Which are kind of your typical evaluation metrics for quantitative funds. And then more importantly, they said, okay, you know, how much faith do we have that this is going to continue working, right? So it wasn't just about our ability to make money in the past. It was, you know, who's the best partner in placing $1 million with going forward, right? And ultimately, again, because we've built tools and really a system that allows us to continue evolving and researching the market, that's really what they found comfort around in their ability to grant us this award. So it wasn't necessarily just our previous track record, but really our ability to continue doing this in the future.
Okay. You know, I asked you this question before, but I mean, you've got these cool algorithms. Why not just get rich off it and just kind of sit back and, you know, sit on an island somewhere in the Bahamas or somewhere and rake it in?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it's not, you know, it's one I get pretty often, to tell you the truth. The truth is that my partner and I, Jack, we started this in college. So we didn't exactly have a lot of money to play with to start. But I also, you know, even beyond that, look, it's one, it's obviously generating a return is inherently valuable and exciting to us. But I think, you know, the second piece of that is that we actually have built our platform in a way where we're able to create different profiles for different users. And actually, I think that's really cool. I think it allows people and investors all over the spectrum that want to get involved with crypto that can do that in a way that best fits their capital expectations and their risk profiles. So some of them are not taking, you know, excess risk in areas that they don't want to. And in other fashions, right, we can deliver these conservative strategies that fit the expectations of more institutional type folks.
I think that's one of the things that, I see as a real differentiation, because we get approached by a lot of different organizations wanting to talk to our clients. And we're very, as you could tell about our conversation beforehand, we're very jealous about our, who we try and get on the podcast and what kind of systems. The thing that fascinates me about your system is that the person actually owns the account with the exchange, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And now, what's the name of the exchange you're using?
We try to guide people towards a exchange called SVOX.
Okay.
But you're right. Well, two things. One is that because we're integrating at the API level, we can actually provide our services in a variety of exchanges, which is cool because a lot of folks in crypto, they want to stick to what they're comfortable with, right?
Right.
Especially, what's happened over the past 2 years. So for one, we're able to provide the value of a hedge fund basically in the environment of your choosing, which is inherently valuable. And two, you're absolutely right about maintaining ownership of your account, right? One of the massive benefits of, what we call the SMA, which is the separately managed account, is that you're not actually giving me your money. What you're doing is you're creating an account and you're allowing me to govern the trading only in that account, right? So I don't have permission to withdraw or deposit your funds. They're constantly in your name and they're living in your account, and you have instant liquidity. So it actually provides a lot of advantages to a traditional fund structure via liquidity protocols and the transparency, right? And a lot of people, AI is kind of one of those, esoteric concepts for most people that they're not familiar with. So to this degree, it provides a hybrid structure that people can actually follow along with what we're doing. Like if you want, you can look at every single trade I make. I wouldn't necessarily advise it. It might drive you a little crazy. but the reality is if you want to check what I'm doing at any time, feel free, pop on, log on and take a look at what's going on.
Yeah. And this is the thing why your company fascinates me, frankly, because it's something that I think is very different. And maybe it is, and maybe there's others out there, but it's usually when we talk to somebody, they say, yeah, give me your money and we'll show you a little report card on how it's doing. Mm-hmm. Well, you know how that goes. That report, who's putting the report card together? And, but now you've actually can look at your account on an exchange. Okay, this is where it's at. This is what's going on. It's kind of like, in my car, I can buy a module that'll make it go 20 miles an hour faster on top end. I plug the module. Mm-hmm. And I look at mm-hmm. your system is kind of like that module that you plug into your account. Is that a good analogy?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, we're really just like an all-in-one crypto tool provider.
Yeah.
Right. So as opposed to kind of trying to fit into a new vehicle, we're essentially saying, how do we make yours better?
Right. Right. Because I think, and one of the things, people are wondering, okay, how does it work with a checkbook IRA or solo 401k?
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that they would open an account. They would open an account with SVOX, right? And they're mm-hmm. in the name of their solo K or LLC. And then they would fund that account. They would fund that account, and there with, I guess it's $25,000 minimum that you want, and then you would enter into agreement with them to manage that fund. Is that correct? Manage that account.
That's right.
And then you would plug in and away you go. Now, if somebody has a Kraken account and has been actually trading, goes, hey, I want to maybe take $100,000 of my money and let you guys play with it and see what happens. You can mm-hmm. do that too, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
That's something very, very different from what's going on out there. I think what makes you guys very valuable because of the control. Our clients value, they value their control. And so it's something that we're all going to have. I mean, there's always going to be problems. I've invested in stuff that I thought was, safer than a bank. And it ends up all of a sudden, you know, it's just a shell. And as much as you try to try and vet somebody, it's impossible, you know, in this system, in this world.
Right.
But the beauty here is you don't have the ability to take withdraw money out of that account, which if the FTX people had that, you know, they wouldn't have a problem. So,
right.
So I just wanted to trumpet that a little bit because, you know, it was very impressive. You know, now, you know, if you look at going into the future, you know, kind of going into the future, what's your goal for coming up for 2024?
Yeah, well, for the longest time, our goal has been perfecting our product. Okay. You know, we've spent over half a decade now on refining our strategy base, on understanding what works and what doesn't in different types of markets, on diversifying our strategy base to include new coins and new styles of strategies for specific assets. Right. So, you know, the focus for 2024 is it's all about clients. It's about where do we find the best strategic fits and how do we grow our accounts? So we're excited, you know, obviously given the competition, we're excited to say that now we know that we've put such an extensive amount of time and research into our product that it's, you know, it's at a really high level. So that gives us the confidence now to go to the market and find new strategic capital partners, find different IRAs and solo 401ks to work with, and ultimately just getting our hands into the hands of the investors for them to be able to experience, you know, exactly what we deliver and help them grow their portfolio and get more comfortable with crypto as a whole.
Hey, quick question for you. And again, I think that is, you know, that's great. And I'm kind of going off script here. So I apologize for that because I like to, yeah, I don't like throwing curveballs. I like this. I want to be more information, but yeah, say it, you know, what does it cost to use this? You guys obviously have a, you know, is it profit generated or a percentage of trades or how does it work? How does that work? Because I've been asked this question. I apologize when I asked it before.
Yeah, it's a great question. So we charge a management fee and a performance fee. The management fee is just like any financial advisor, right? It's saying, okay, you owe us a small amount of the total assets just based on our management. What that actually goes to is servicing your account. So if you came to me, Peter, and you said, hey, I want to set up an account today, what I would do is I would actually have a server on AWS that's constantly making sure every hour that the right trades are being pushed to your account. Uh-huh. And that your expected performance is what we expect based on the strategy that we choose, right? Okay. So I constantly have something looking 24/7, 365 at your account and saying, let's make sure that this thing is trading the way that we expect to based on the strategy we selected, right? And obviously there's cost for maintaining that. So that is kind of what's baked into our management fee. And then the largest cost is a performance fee. And what's good about that is it's only making money on our end when you're making money, right?
Right.
So we take, you know, anywhere from 15 to 25%, depending on the strategy and the account size of the gains of the account. But ultimately, it allows us, you know, as opposed to something like a monthly subscription where we pay if we're right or we're wrong, this holds us accountable to perform, right? Like we, in order for us to make our ends meet, you know, we have to make sure that we're performing well for our clients.
Right. So if you don't make any money, the only thing it costs you is that management fee. It doesn't cost you an arm and a leg.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah. And I think what's happened too, that's becoming a wave where that people are expecting results because I've had, you know, people that, you know, we don't know in our system what people invest in. We can guess from our original conversations, but once they leave our doorstep per se, it could be anything. But the predominant comment is, I'm paying my advisor X amount of dollars, and they're making more money per year than I am on my account. And, you know, and under this situation, it sounds like, you know, you probably get paid handsomely if you perform well. If you don't, well, you know, then it's, you know, ramen for dinner rather than steak.
Yeah, you obviously.
Yeah, in college you probably had ramen. You probably had it a few times. So I, Is there anything you want to add on here that I haven't asked you the last couple of times we've talked?
Yeah, I mean, like I always love to kind of give you my pulse on the market. I'm
Yeah.
particularly excited by what's going on right now. You know, as many of, yourself and the audience is probably aware that there's likely some sort of ETF approval along the
Yeah.
way, specifically for Bitcoin and Ethereum. And while typically most people, while I'd say typically to sell the news, I'd say that this is different, because what an ETF approval is going to do is it's going to create massive new inflows into crypto, right? So a lot of
Yeah.
these more traditional investors that have been crowded out by some of these new ways of investing in Bitcoin are going to start being able to participate in Bitcoin and Ethereum in particular with more familiar institutional vehicles, right? So there's a ton of on-ramps that are going to be added to the space, which, from a basic supply and demand perspective, is going to have a strong effect on the price in an upward fashion, in my opinion. And also, just looking at like Bitcoin specifically, we're now within 6 months of the next Bitcoin halving, which is
Yeah.
essentially going to create upward price pressure again, as a result of its effects on the supply side. So in terms of, looking at this from like a perfect storm, I think that we're in an excellent position, over the next 2 years in particular, to see a lot of price appreciation, in Bitcoin specifically and the rest of the crypto ecosystem. But what I will
Yeah.
say is, I've seen a couple cycles now, and it's really important to go in with a strategy, right? So even if you're not
Right.
actively trading it, you need to go in prepared, because these assets, they are extremely volatile. The price changes extremely quickly, and a lot of times, people get caught in a holding pattern where they end up don't doing anything because things are moving so quickly, right?
Right.
So, we're really happy. Again, I've participated in four of these market cycles now myself, and what I can say is that having a strategy has always led to a better outcome, and most of the time, I would almost always suggest using Animus. So,
Yeah.
but with that being said. Well, that being said, I
Yeah.
mean, look, it's a great time to be in crypto. I'm really excited to see some of the more institutional folks, countries, CEOs kind of turn their heads and say, "Hey, we actually understand the value of this technology now." And I think if
It,
you look at it from a real macro perspective,
yeah.
we're 15 years into crypto now, and it's significantly different than what it was from the start.
Oh,
People, AI in
yeah.
particular, it was actually invented in like the 1960s, and most people couldn't even use it until just recently, right? So if you look at it from a
Right.
real macro perspective, we're in an excellent position.
Well, I remember wanting to. And I bought some software. I don't know how long ago it was. Oh yeah, pay me in the Bitcoin. Yeah, in Bitcoin it was $1 or something like that to buy it. And it's just it was crazy. You never dreamed it would kind of go this high. The ETF. I see it more and more now with Fidelity, and they're coming up with different crypto funds and things like that. But again, there you're giving your money to them, and who knows where it goes? It could be sitting
Right.
somewhere. And that's why I think this is so valuable. If somebody wants more information on a personal basis, how do they get a hold of you? Who do they call?
Yeah. Well, you can call me directly at 650-773-9471. So feel free to, give me a call directly if you want to chat about my strategies, and I can help get you started. You can always look at our website, animistechnologies.com, or feel free to check out our article about our competition win. If you just Google Bitcoin Alpha competition winner, you should see myself and Animus come up right away. So, yeah, I mean, if anyone's interested in the crowd, feel free to give me a ring.
Well, and that's the thing. We'll have this on there. You'll have this on the blog. On our blog, we have the how to contact you. We did a couple few weeks ago about this competition, so it's there, and also on this podcast. So it'll have the, for getting a hold of Max and his group and seeing how it goes. So I thank you for your I really thank you for your
Sweet.
time today. I wanted to, refresh everybody about it. Kind of share that news and dig a little bit deeper into how your organization works. But yeah, I know you guys now are probably, people crawling all over the place trying to get a hold of you because you're getting popular now. So I thank you very much for spending this time with us today.
Yeah, you got it. Anytime, Pete.
Okay. Hey, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, for anybody listening, you can watch it coming out on Apple Podcasts or any of the other podcast networks we put it on to. So thank you for tuning in. This will be out on our, probably next week we will have this out, you know, in our newsletter. So again, thanks, Max. Have a great afternoon.